And then there was the prophet and prophetess in the temple. But outside of these few others seemed to know the reality that this was God's promise of the fulfillment. For Israel had looked for a deliverer, a political king, and yet when the king came, they were not prepared for him. I think and am sure that even though they looked for a political king, that many of them probably grew impatient. For it had been so long since the prophets had spoken the word of revelation that God had given that there would be a king. And I think of the words that Paul had spoken to us from the book of Titus, that this is the challenge that we have today of the second advent. Have we come to that place where we have grown impatient? Or where we have forgotten that the promise is still alive and the promise is as real as ever that God should send his son again? Paul is making a plea to us today not to give up on the promise of the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we celebrate Christmas this year, it should remind us of the promise of our Lord to come again, just as it calls to mind the fulfillment of the first promise. It should challenge us with the fulfillment of the second. And I just wonder if we have lost perhaps some of the fervor for the preaching of the gospel in our overlooking of this promise. Our Lord is recorded as saying in the Gospel of Luke, "Nevertheless, when I come, shall he find faith on the earth?" And as we look to the blessed hope, this is our challenge. We have heard so much about making the gospel relevant to today's need. And we have heard of losing the attention and the interest of our youth. And I wonder if perhaps this loss or this failure has come in our failing to present the claims of the gospel of Christ as the fulfillment of the hope. And have we set before this world a purpose of life and a hope to which to hold? Could it be that we have failed to reach them in our failing of carrying out the responsibility? As pastors and leaders, we have this responsibility of proclaiming the gospel that Christ came, suffered, died, and rose again, and that he is coming again. If Christ is to find a vital faith on this earth when he returns, it is the responsibility of you and I to see that the faith is sent out and given to others. We must constantly be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
O thou who didst come into this world, who art with us now, and who will come again, as we leave this place, fill us with thy love, that we might show compassion one to another and to the man whom we meet on the way. Undergird us with thy strength, that we might serve in thy name, and grant us thy power, that we fail not man nor thee, through Jesus Christ our Lord.